Tonight, I want to discuss a shayla that comes up often on Shabbos when you're eating with other people, either you're having guests, and you come to the end of the meal, and there's always the question, you know, to bring out the kais or not to bring out the kais. Does benching really require a kais? And if it does, should it matter if there's 10, 3, 5? Well, why is it always this confusion that always happens at the end of a Shabbos meal? It never happens on a weekday meal. Only happens on a Shabbos meal. There's always this confusion of should we bring out the kais? What's the whole sugya about whether or not benching needs a kais or not? So in order to answer that, we have to really go back to an important gemara in Brachas. Now, I photocopied a lot of the gemara, which we don't really need for tonight. Next week we'll talk more about the topic of kais shel bracha, what are the rules of kais shel bracha. What we need is the beginning of this gemara. The gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph, at the end of the seventh parak, writes the following. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Vav, Amar Reb Masisa, Tana Asara Dvarim, Nemru B'Kai Shal Brach. There are 10 things said about a Kai Shal Brach. And the gemara goes on to list them. We have Hadocha Ushtifa, which means you wash it out from the inside and you wash it out from the outside. Chai, Raw, Umole, Full Cup, Itur V'Itof. We'll have to talk about that B'Li Nedr next week. If you take it with both your hands, put it in your right hand. You're supposed to lift it off the ground, the tefach. You're supposed to look at the cup while you're reciting the bracha. You're supposed to even send it down as a gift to the people of your house, which Rashi says, based on the Gemara later on, really means your wife. The ikar akpada of drinking from a kosher bracha is really your wife. Not so much the kids, not so much the guests, but really your wife. So B'li Nedr will talk more about this. I just want to get to one point in the Gemara over here, and then we'll get into the sugya. Amar Reb Yochanan, onuein lanu ela arba bulvav. Reb Yochanan says, no, we don't have 10, we have 4. So the Gemara starts off saying there's 10 things required for kosher bracha. Reb Yochanan refutes it, says, no, there's only 4. What are the 4? Hadocha and shtifa, washing it out, washing the outside, washing the inside. Chai umole, period. End of the Gemara. That's what we need for tonight. So the Gemara introduces us to this idea of kosher bracha. So the Gemara says there's rules and regulations for kosher bracha. Okay, terrific. Whether it be 10 or 4, whatever the case may be, we are all aware that there's rules and regulations for kosher bracha. The question that we need to get to tonight is what really needs a kosher bracha? Therefore, what really needs all of these rules? In order to need these rules, you have to be deemed a kosher bracha. When do we have a kosher bracha? So Rashi, right over here, number 2, writes 2 words. On this Gemara is a Rashi, Kaishal Bracha, Pechas Amazon. Benching. So Rashi sounds like that every single time a person benches, he's supposed to use a Kaishal Bracha. And that Kaishal Bracha is supposed to have rules and regulations. It either has 10 rules or it has 4 rules. But every time, Rashi doesn't say anything about 3, 10, 20, Shabbos, Shalshudas, and Shul. He says, Pechas Amazon.
What about other things like
Shabbat? Okay, good, that's what we're going to get to. So Rashi is a little bit on the vague side. Rashi just says, Pechas Amazon. So the question is, we're all thinking, we all know, we know for sure, there are certain givens of kosher bracha. Kiddush, Abdullah, possibly Prismila, possibly Birchas Erusin, possibly Birchas Asuin, Dalit Kaisos, right? Those are the big ones. But Rashi only says Birchas HaMazon. So the question is on Rashi, does Rashi mean that only Birchas HaMazon is kosher bracha, nothing else? Or does Rashi mean even Birchas HaMazon is kosher bracha? Very not clear in the 2 words of Rashi that we have. If you look at number 3, this is on the side of the Gemara. They already printed on the side of the Gemara. It's the Hagos of the Divrei Nechemya. Well, he learns Rashi right away. No. Rashi does not mean only Berchas Hamazon. He means even Berchas Hamazon, because he writes the number 3, Hu Adin, the Koshel Kiddush V'Havdala. Rashi never meant to exclude all the others. Rashi just meant that benching is also, which we'll see later, might be a Kiddush that benching is, but Rashi never meant to exclude Kiddush v'Havdalah, he meant to include benching along with Kiddush v'Havdalah. Now the truth is, this perek, Shloisha She'achlu, is all about benching. That's the whole perek is about. It's about Zimun and benching. So the reason why Rashi wrote benching was just because that's the theme of the perek. Doesn't mean Rashi was excluding Kiddush v'Havdalah. This Gemara would have been written in Maseches, you know, Psachim, or in Shabbos, or in Beya, Rashi maybe would have wrote Kiddush v'Havdalah. But since the whole Perek is talking about benching, Rashi wrote benching. So according to the Divrei Nechemya, Rashi doesn't disagree, he's just adding to the list. We have benching, Kiddush, and Havdalah. The Birkas Avraham of Avraham Erlinger, we quote him usually in the Sunday morning shurim. He's Rosh Hashiva today in Kol Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So on the Sefer in Brachas, he doesn't explain this, but he thinks not like that. He doesn't even quote this Hagos Divrei Nechemya. He just writes on his own. He writes the number 4. Umashma mizeh, de'enkan, he's going on Rashi. He said that the fact that Rashi were Berchas HaMazon, umashma mizeh, de'enkan klal b'chol koshel bracha, el rak koshel Berchas HaMazon. He's bedaik from Rashi, then no. Rashi meant only benching. That the only example in Rashi's world of Koishal Brach is benching. This whole din, all these rules and regulations of what you need for Koishal Bracha is only by benching, according to Rashi. Now, it's not clear to me, and he doesn't go on to in the piece to explain, why would you make this diyuk? Again, I would have argued that the reason why Rashi wrote that is because that's just what the Gemara is talking about. To make such a diyuk is a little bit hard to understand, and honestly, he's really connected some of Furesh's Gemaras, which we'll see later tonight. But that's what he wants to learn. So it's machloikis, what Rashi holds. Does Rashi hold only benching, or even benching? But bringing it back to our original question, but definitely benching is on the list of things that need a cup. So at least our starting point is that according to Rashi, you for sure need to have a kais every single time you bench. That should be our starting point. Now, not all Rishonim agree. For example, if we look at the Rambam Shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, which is really the Perek where the Rambam talks about Kiddush, and then he gets to Havdalah, next Perek, says the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush, Ketzad hu oise, how do you do Kiddush, Dr. Rambam? Loikeach kois shumachz revius. You'd have to take a cup that holds a revius. Whatever, how much that exactly is also of the big disputes in Halacha. How much exactly is Revius, or it's Rabbana, or Deraisa. We always talk about the Shaila before Pesach. Says the Rambam, oh yes, sir, it could even be more. Umeidicha mi befnim mi vishot v'chutz, you gotta wash it on the inside, wash it on the outside. Umemaluhu yayin, you gotta fill it up with wine. Va'ichze biyamino, you gotta pick it up in your right hand, like biyamina kaka tefach, and you have to lift off the ground the tefach, oh yes, or more. V'lo yisaye b'smol, you're not allowed to have your left hand help at all. Umevarech al gefen, you make al gefen, v'achakach mekadish. So the Rambam is describing Kiddush, and he puts in the rules of our Gemara, which means the Rambam learned our Gemara was not referring to benching, it was instead referring to Kiddush. So at least we have in the Rambam a new option for when you need a Koishal Bracha, which is Kiddush. So the question now is this Rambam limited to Kiddush, not benching, and he argues on Rashi, or he's, again, including Kiddush, not necessarily subtracting benching? Not clear. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, to me, this is a very difficult Magen Mishnah to read, but the Magen Mishnah reads like this. Says the Magen Mishnah on this Rambam, Dvarim Elu Shekasav Rabbeinu Nema B'Gemara Perek Shloisha Shachlu. All of these rules that the Rambam got are all based on the Gemara and Brachas. B'Gabi Koshel Bracha. U'mifar Rosh Rabbeinu De Koshel Bracha U'Kosh Oymim Olav Kiddush Hayoyim Oy Birchas HaMazon. Ah, so the Magen Mishnah learned the Rambam that the Rambam meant either or. That when the Gemara said Koshel Bracha, it could have meant either Kiddush. It's not one or the other, it's both. Both Kiddush is Koshel Bracha, and so is benching. Kimuska Perek Zayim Hilchos Brachas. Like it's mentioned in Perek Zayim Hilchos Brachas. Now, we have Hilchos Brachas on the page, because when we look it up, we'll see it's not so simple. V'loi oi, Dr. Magen Mishnah, not only that, it's She'ikra Adov Hudas Rabbeinu B'Koshel Kiddush. Not only that, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam holds the real Koshel Bracha is really Kiddush. But benching is also on there. Okay. And then the Magen Mishnah adds, V'rashi Pirish Koshel Bracha B'Echaz HaMosim. Now, what does the Magen Mishnah mean to do with this Rashi? Does he mean to say, and Rashi disagrees with the Rambam and holds only benching and not Kiddush? Or is he just mentioning, by the way, Rashi says something differently than what the Rambam says? Not clear to me what the Magen Mishnah's agenda over here was. He quotes the Rambam and explains the Rambam, and then he quotes this Rashi. And he writes, Rashi wrote, Koshel Bracha means Berachas HaMazon. What did he want to do with this? It would seem to me that he wanted to show a contrast between Rashi and the Rambam. Meaning, the Rambam held it's benching and Kiddush, and Rashi held it's only benching. That's the way I would have assumed to have read this Magen Mishnah. Okay. So the way the Magen Mishnah reads the Rambam, it comes out that the Rambam is more open than Rashi. The Rambam holds it's Kiddush and benching, while Rashi might hold only benching and maybe Kiddush as well. What does the Rambam write in Hilchos Brachas? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, Afa pish ein berchas amazin tzricha yayin. So Dr. Rambam, you don't really need wine for benching. Well, let's stop right there. 1 second. The Rambam says you don't need wine for benching. Which means the Rambam is saying that when the Gemara says Koshel Bracha, it didn't mean benching. Because then it would be Tzricha. What do you mean the Rambam says Eino Tzricha? So Faket, this Rambam should lead us to believe that the Rambam learned the Gemara, not the way the Magen Mishnah is describing it. The Rambam learned it's only Kiddush. Benching is not a din of Koshel Bracha. And that's why the Rambam doesn't write it. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam holds benching is not the example, because benching doesn't need. Then the Rambam goes on, he says, "In Beirich Al Yain Kemelech Amarnu." But if Yitaka got to do it, then there's rules. Tzarich She'yadiecha Koshel Bracha Mifnim. Then you have to wash it out. V'lishtoif Oisei B'Chutz, and wash it from the inside and the outside. So the Rambam seems to be telling us in Hilchos Brachos, not exactly the way the Magen Mishnah told us. The Rambam seems to be saying is that no, for Kiddush v'Havdalah it's a must, because that's Kosher Bracha. For Hilchos Benching, no, you don't have to. But if many people do, and if you're going to do it, then you have to have X and Y rules. So it would seem to be that the Rambam is disagreeing with Rashi. So at best we have a machlokes Rashi and Rambam, does benching require Kosher Bracha? According to Rashi, benching for sure, maybe also Kiddush. While in the Rambam it sounds like Kiddush v'Havdalah, yes, and benching, no. Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is bothered that if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, he has much more things that you need for Kosher Bracha, while the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos is much shorter. So why is it that when it came to Kiddush v'Havdalah, you have to have all these, and when it came to benching, the Rambam says only a few? So Rabbi Yaakov says, Gevaldik. Rabbi Yaakov says, because that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam read the Gemara. If you remember, we mentioned in the beginning of the Gemara started off with 10, and Rabbi Yochanan said you only need 4. What was the shakla v'taya between Rebbe Vohu, Rebbe Zeira, and Rabbi Yochanan? Says Rabbi Yaakov, and Emes Yaakov, beautifully. He says, Avlahanach v'nol ha'ashm, v'hine b'gemara efshel l'farish. So Rabbi Yaakov, I'll tell you how to read the Gemara. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say you only need 4 out of 10? Well, what's the argument? It's a very vague Gemara. The Gemara walks in, Rebbe Zeira says you need to have 10, Rabbi Yochanan says no, you only need 4. What are they arguing about? What's the point of argument? Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what the point of the argument was? Whether or not benching needs a kosher bracha. Rabbi Vohu walked in and said, benching? It's a kosher bracha. Kosher brachas need 10. And Rabbi Yochanan's response was, not that I disagree with you, with the idea that kosher bracha needs 10. I disagree with what you picked as a kosher bracha. I agree. Kosher bracha needs 10. I hope benching is not a kosher bracha. But it should have something. It should have 4 out of 10. Zok to Biyakiv, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam in Kiddush was talking about a real Kosher Bracha, a required Kosher Bracha. Required Kosher Bracha needs all of the countings of the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos was talking about Minog Kosher Bracha. Ah, Minog, you only have to have a couple. So Zok to Biyakiv, then the Rambam is beautiful, which means the Rambam really holds that Kiddush v'Avdol is the real Kosher Bracha, while benching is nice, but doesn't have to really be, because Mekar Adin, it's not a Kosher Bracha. So according to this, it comes out that according to Rashi, benching is a real kosher bracha. Every single time we bench, we have to have a kais, and it has to have all of the 10 requirements. While every single time we make Shabbos Kiddush and Yom Tov Kiddush and Avdol, you don't. While according to the Rambam, it's the opposite. Shabbos Kiddush and Avdol, that's a requirement of all of the 10 requirements, because that's kosher bracha. While according to the Rambam, benching would not be. There's a sefer from Rebbe Eliashiv Shiurim. When Rabbi Yashiv said Shir Maseches Brachos, so people would ask him questions during the Shir. So as you look over here in number 9, someone asked Rabbi Yashiv the following question. Shailo, Ha'im dinam halolu heim gam b'shar mitzvah sata'una is kais kigayin kiddush v'avdol. Someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, when we're going through this whole Gemara and the Gemara keeps talking about benching like Rashi, does that mean Rashi comes to exclude kiddush v'avdol? So Rabbi Yashiv answered, okay, it's true, not only for benching, it's true for kiddush also. So in the next question, number 10, he writes back, so in Cain, Loma Pirish Rashi Kosher Bracha Berchas Amazon. So why did Rashi learn his benching? Pirish Lom, if you wouldn't learn Rashi the way the Berchas Avam learned Rashi, that's only benching. Okay, it's only benching, it's a Chiddush. But if you tell me that Rashi, that means that, doesn't mean that, says Rabbi Yashiv. So why did Rashi say benching? So I would have answered, because that's what the whole parak is talking about. It's talking about benching. So Rashi spoke about the most normal case. But Rabbi Yashiv gave a different answer. Rabbi Yashiv in number 10 answered to the fellow an interesting idea. He says, Ki b'shar koseis l'pa'omim l'shayach kol asar advarim. Because the other koseis, you can't always have all the other 10 things. One of the 10 things is something called ituf, to which the Gemara says you're supposed to be surrounded by your talmidim. So says Rabbi Yashiv, Ki yoyim ma'atar b'talmidim. Sharikid ishochel kadesh b'chidi. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you know, I understand Kiddush is usually more than one person. Usually for the family or something you do in yeshiva. Benching is usually a private experience. So Rashi was bothered. How can I learn a Gemara that talks about something that the other things that Rashi b'shar kais l'pom l'shayach kol asar advarim came at Torah b'talmidim shari Kiddush yochel kash b'yichidi. Kiddush I can always do by myself. How am I going to fulfill this? I didn't have my talmidim. Rabbi Yashiv assumed that when Rashi said benching, he didn't just mean benching by yourself. He meant benching with a minion. So if you're benching with other people, then you have talmidim around you. Now, I don't understand who told Rabbi Yashiv that Rashi means there's 10 people. You can also bench by yourself. The same you can make kiddush by yourself, you can bench by yourself. So it's not clear to me where Rabbi Yashiv is coming from. But Rabbi Yashiv is clearly learning Rashi, not the way the Birkas Avraham learned it, but more like the Hagoyz Divrei Nechemya. If you go back to number 9, this is on the footnote, the next piece is on the footnote, where Rabbi Eliashiv supposedly said that he doesn't believe there's machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. We've been preaching for the last 15 minutes, that there's a major machloikis b'shein between Rashi and the Rambam, does benching differ than Kiddush? We said that Rashi holds it's Kiddush, it's benching and not Kiddush, while the Rambam holds maybe both. But Rashi says no. Ain't kavanos loyma the Rashi hadin shayni because of Kiddush. Rashi never meant benching and not Kiddush. Elo shebe oydel haramam habraisa mayu b'shneim. Rashi mefarish that braisa mayu because of bechaz amazon. The kosher kiddush nilmad mimena. Says Rabbi Yashim, no. They're not arguing. They each picked examples. Rashi picked his and he picked his. No major machloikis b'shneim. Everyone agrees to everyone. He says over here, I'll bring you a raya. No one ever mentioned that this is a major machlokes rishonim. Why doesn't anyone mention it? So because it's not. Rashi really agrees to the Rambam. Okay. Either way, be it as it may, so at best we have two opinions in the rishonim to is it only benching or even benching. Let's talk with the Rambam a little bit more. The Rambam seems to say very clearly that Kiddush v'havdolo is koshal bracha, while benching is not. What would the Rambam hold about other types of kosher shel bracha, which we all know of as kosher bracha? The three biggest examples would be kos erisin, kos nesuin, and kos shel mila. We all know if you go to any chasana, there's always a cup under the chuppah, there's a cup for the erisin, and then there's a cup for the nesuin. You go to any bris, there's always a cup of yain. Is that a kosher bracha? Does that have to have all the requirements? So what would the Rambam hold? So if you look in the Rambam in other places, for example, if you look at number 11, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Says the Rambam, Ketzem Mevarech, how do you make Birchas Erisin? So the Rambam, the Brach is Asher, Kedishanam, Tzvesev Tzivanu, Vehivdilonu min Haroyos, Hashem separated us from the Haroyos, Vahasa Lonu as Harusois, Vehit Lonu as Anasuos, Agdi Chuba, Vekedushim, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael. This is the standard Brach that you hear at every Birchas Erisin. Okay. So the Rambam, Zuhi Birchas Erisin. Vinagu Ha'amla has the Brach Azu ala Koshal Yayin Eshel Shecher. The minhag is to have wine. What do you mean the minhag is? Sounds like from the Rambam. The same thing he said by benching. You don't really have to have. The Rambam holds that the cup that we have at a chasuna is not a kosher bracha. Therefore, it does not have to have the requirements as we mentioned in our Gemara. That's by Birchas Erisin. Number 12 is the Rambam Hilchos Ishus by Birchas Nesuin. Says the Rambam, Vim yeh shom yayin, if you'll happen to have extra wine floating around, mevia kosher yayin, mevarech al yayin, tchilo mesadis kulan al kos, he's talking about sheva brachas. Sounds again from the Rambam that the kois shel yayin by sheva brachas is not really kois shel bracha. This is all Rambam l'shitasei, because the Rambam held the only thing that's really kois shel bracha is kiddush v'havdol. One last maramakim is by a bris mila. The Torah writes in Hilchos Mila and it's quoted by the Mechaber that v'ala kois mevarech and oisei shemevarech tchila by a priyagafen. That at a bris you make a bracha over the kois by a priyagafen. Frekta beis Yosef number 14 zelim matzosi mevor b'gemara. Doesn't say anywhere in Shas that he's supposed to take a cup and make a bayah priyagafen out of bris. Says the Beis Yosef, it's not in the Gemara, and it's not in the Rif, and it's not in the Rambam. That's beautiful. It's Rambam l'shitasei. The Rambam holds there's no birchas, there's no kashal mitzvah besides for kiddush v'avdolah. That's it. Not birchas erisin, not birchas asuah, not birchas milah, nothing. The Rambam sheet says there's only one. The only one is kiddush v'avdolah. And the birchas avram writes that before number 15. He writes, hayetz mizeh. After all these Rambams, the Laharamba Mashma Shekol Advarim Nemu Beklolos Al Koshal Bracha V'Hainu Ketsa Tiknu Aykavu Levarach Al Kos the Kolol Akol Din Koshal Bracha UBeKiddush V'Avdala Greida Matzinu Chiv LeIkuva Al Kos. The only time where Kos is Mamish Ma'akiv, that's only by Kiddush V'Avdala Kiyotzi Ba B'Dal Kosis UBeChzamoz Mitzvah Namuvcha. When it comes to everything else, it's Mitzvah Namuvcha, but it's not Ma'akiv. According to the Rambam, the only time a cup is mamish ma'akiv is going to be by kiddush v'havdala. Everything else, it's only mitzvah min amuch. Okay, so we have on our hands a big machlokes b'shein. According to the Rambam, there's not even a question. So should you bench ala kais by benching? You don't have to. Could you? Yeah, mitzvah min amuch. But it's not a kasha. I mean, we're talking about why is it that we don't all bench ala kais? According to Rashi, this is a big kasha. Rashi says that the Gemara's case is talking about berachas amazon. So every single time we sit down, whether it be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, anytime we have a meal, whether it's 1, 3, or 10, we should pass this bench ala kais. According to the Rambam, at least, it's not a kasha, because it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. Mitzvah menam ofchor, okay, we don't do mitzvah menam ofchor, but it's not such a kasha. Where is the starting point in this machlokes Rashi and Rambam? It's based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says like this on page 2, Dr. Rambam, the Gemara is on Kofayim mit Beis Pesachim. The Gemara quotes a brais. Hatan you learned in a brais. Hanichnas lebeis b'matzah Shabbos. A fellow comes into his house Matzah Shabbos. I guess this is a riot. They didn't have minyanim in people's homes Matzah Shabbos. says he's coming into his house. When he has dominions in his basement, he's already there. So maybe it's a raya. I don't know. In any case, Zog the Gemara, Anichnas, they're definitely convenient, that's for sure. No question about it. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, Anichnas lebeisav amatzei Shabbos. A guy comes into his home, Matzei Shabbos, presumably after Ma'ruf. So Mevarech al Yain. So what is the order? The Gemara tells you, what's the sequence of events? What should he do? So the Gemara says, he first makes a Bari Priya Gafin, al Yain. Then he makes Halama Or, makes Bari Mireish. Then he makes some Psamim. V'yachakach Oymer Havdol Alkes. Then he makes Havdol Amav, because the whole, this is what we all do every Matzei Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Vim Ein Le'el Kois Echad. Let's say the guy has a shortage of wine. He only has one cup. So the Gemara says, Meniche Ad La'achar Hamazin. He should leave the cup until after benching. U'mishalshun Kulun Achar. And he'll put everything together and bench and do everything together on the cup afterwards. So the Gemara says over there, Shmami no a bunch of things. Hamavda B'tfilo Tzarech She'avda Al-Kois. The first Chiddush is that this guy davened Ma'ariv. So why do you have to make Avdol when he comes home? Because you have to have both. V'shmamin abrocha to una kois. You see that benching needs a kois. Because the Gemara says, and if he only has one cup and he has bench, what do you mean benching? Benching doesn't need a kois. It seems like from this Gemara that benching does need a kois. So says the Gemara, you see from here benching needs a kois. Says Taisvis, number 17. This is Taisvis over there. Tzas mashma da filu biyachit to una kois. Says Taisvis, one second. This Gemara says that you need a cup for benching. What's the story? Is it a one person? Is it a zimun? Is it 10? Says Taisus, from this Gemara, mashma da filu biyachit to una kois. Even by yourself, you need a kois. Why? Da hanichnas mashma shehu yichidi. He's coming in by himself. Empty house. No one else there. V'chei mashma da kamon, says Taisus, have another riot. The Gemara says later on, the tanan shlishi oimir olav bechaz hamozen. The third cup is bechaz hamozen. V'kamo the Gemara, shma mila bechaz hamozen to una kois. Right? We know the third cup is bechaz hamozen. I don't understand, says Taisus. Since when does benching have a kais to it? If benching normally doesn't have a kais, why all of a sudden Lel Pesach does benching have a kais? Tuna kais, v'arba kais is tikna fil b'yichidi, right? That's even by yourself. Guy's doing the Seder by himself, he's still going to have benching ala kais. So you see that the concept of benching ala kais has nothing to do with 3 or 10. It's even by yourself. Miu yeshitchis, the Taisus says back and forth, and he quotes Rabbeinu Meir Omar, lahatin kais afilu b'yachid. He quotes the Rabbeinu Meir that says, you need a kais even when you're by one person. I'm not exactly sure what the right from that medrash is. And then he goes on weiter, he quotes, huh? Right, I'm not sure what exactly they're referring to over there, but okay. Another sheet is Rishonim. Two sheet is Rishonim that hold even one person by himself needs to bench alakas. Now, none of us have ever seen this before in our lives. We've never seen anyone ever do this. We'll see maybe tonight why. But this is where the Shittas Rishonim. Rishonim bring this down. If I had to guess, I would say that Shittas Rashi as well. Rashi says that benching needs Kaisal Bracha. Rashi doesn't say how many people are doing it. So the presumption is, even one. Says, Tais is not so fast. Says, Tais, that's not the minhag. At least not in the times of Tais. The minhag was then people benched with three. Then Taisus concludes, he thinks that you do need, the Bechaz Amazon does need a kais, that halacha ma'isi, you do need to have a kais. So we have Taisus discussing this shaila of does it or doesn't need a kais. If you look in the Torah seems to be very, very clear what he holds, and he makes a very simple diyuk. He says, midaloika ama b'shum makin bechaz zimun to una kais. The Gemara never says anything about zimun needing a kais. What's the Gemara say? Bechaz hamazon to unakos. Ela bechaz hamazon ka'amah. Mashma kol bechaz hamazon afilu biyachid. Says the Torah. It's pasha to me. The Gemara never says anything about zimun. Who talks about zimun? The Gemara says bechaz hamazon. Well, you can only do bechaz hamazon with three people. Bechaz hamazon is benching. Benching is a private experience. Elamai says the Torah. Benching by yourself requires a kois. Says the Torah. V'kimen she'to'on kois. Tzarech la'achzer acharo v'lo yocha en ken yele kois levarach l'bechaz hamazon. Says the Torah. If this is the case, you're not allowed to eat until you know you have a kois. I want to have lunch Tuesday afternoon in my office, and I plan on washing and benching, but there's no wine, I can't eat. And Shulchan Aruch discusses this at length, about do you anticipate it will come, when will it come, won't it come, because this is real. If you hold that benching needs a kais, you're not allowed to eat until you know you have a way of making ala kais. That seems to be the shita of the Torah. The Beis Yosef goes through some other shitas Rishonim, and he quotes like this. He quotes from Rishayim that that benching doesn't need a kais. That's the shita of the Rambam. We saw the Rambam. The Rambam holds benching doesn't need a kais. It's also the shita of the Rif and the shita of the Rashba. Now the reason why that's important to us is because we have the Rif and the Rambam. But we all know that the Shulchan Aruch has a system, or most of the time he has a system, where when he looks at how to paskin, he takes the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh into consideration. I just told you that the Torah goes that you need, so does the Rosh. The Rif and the Rambam both hold you don't need. So if I had to guess where the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin, so I would have to assume the Shulchan Aruch is going to hold that you don't need, although it's not clear at all. But the question is, but how do they all read this Gemara? Doesn't this Gemara seem to be clear that you need a bench, a la kais? So the Beis Yosef says, "Ulefi divreim hoda min rabbeis that nichtas lebeis matzis Shabbos shema min rabbechas amazon tuuna kais." It's a mafurshe Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bechas amazon tuuna kais." How can you argue? Says the Beis Yosef, "Haynu lemitzvah min amufchar." No, the Gemara doesn't mean you have to. It means best thing to do is to do this. And if you're short on wine, lump it all together. But halacha tuuna, you don't really need it. It's mitzvah min amufchar. Obviously, that's a little bit doichik in the lashon of the Gemara. That's why most Rishayim don't read the Gemara that way. That's one way out of the Gemara. Then the Beis Yosef goes on a little later on. He writes, "Vayrash because of the peigel vorm de bichas amoza ena tuna kais." The Rash behold, benching does not need a kais. For shekain das harif. And that's the opinion of the Rif. What about our Gemara and Psachim? Says the Beis Yosef, because of that he brays that nichtas lebeis and matzis Shabbos the mashmi no the bichas amoza tuna kais loy kaimel and kavasei. We don't pass like the Gemara. So either there's two ways around the Gemara. And there's a big nafkamina lahalacha. One way to read the Gemara is the Gemara means mitzvah amufcha, which means that even those Rishayim that hold you don't need a kais, it's still preferred to have a kais, which is what we'll see is halacha lamaisa. And the other way to read is the second way, says the Beis Yosef, is that this whole Gemara is not alibah de hilchasa, which means there's not even a reason mitzvah amufcha to bother getting a kais, because this Gemara is shulah alibah de hilchasa. So we have a bunch of shittas Rishayim. We have Rashi, we have the Rambam, and now we have the Rashba and the Rif and the Torah. So how do we pass through the Shulchan Aruch? So I told you, maybe I gave away the answer, that we said that the Rif and the Rambam both paskin no din, while the Rosh paskins yes din. So if we had to be betting men, we say that the Shulchan Aruch should come out and say, you don't need. Well, maybe we should have bet or we shouldn't have bet, I'm not sure. But let's see what the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 20, Simen Kuf Pei Bei. Zok the Mechaber. Yei Shemrim. Some people say, Shebirchas Hamozen Tu'una Kois Afilu B'yachim. Some people say, maybe mainly Taisus and Sachim, the Tor, the Rosh. Some people say that you need a bench, even Bichidus. A guy has lunch in his office by himself, no one's around, he washes, benches, he needs to find a kais. Now, he might be able to use Chama Medina or whatever it is, but you need to have a kais. Which, again, I don't think anyone has ever seen or ever heard of. But it's a Shitas Rishayim. Not only is it a Shitas Rishayim, it even made it to the Shulchan Aruch. We have some of these, Shitas Rishayim that you never heard of. This one even made it to the Mechaber. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Betzarech lachzor olav, you gotta go after it. V'lo yoichal im ein lo kais levarach lavin, you're not allowed to eat. And mumetzapev efshe shi'eloy, if you anticipate it might come, afilum tzarech lachzor manachi lachzor, you have to skip a meal. Skip lunch. Now you have to skip lunch. Or the fizem shnayim oichal miyachlev, two people together. Tzarech lekachas kolechet kais lebechzamaz. Each have to have their own kais. There's a discussion over here, why can't one be made to the other? But okay, we're not going to spend too much time in it because this shita is assumed not to be in the Skabal Aloch.
So it's not even without pas, you would, is this a right,
what?
Even without bread, I mean, so don't eat bread.
Right.
So,
you wouldn't eat bread.
Or maybe you're mechuyev to bench, even if you don't have bread, and then you maybe still be mechuyev to use a kos.
Which case?
The case here, when you're eating by yourself.
Right, you're eating by yourself, and now come.
You're not anticipating, so don't eat bread. So since he didn't say don't eat bread, Mistam, there's a sheet that says you have to bench even if you didn't wash, if you have a suda, kveh suda.
On mezonos, you mean?
Mezonos, or even...
Pasa baba kisna, you mean?
Even, let's say, if your meal, let's say you can't eat bread.
Right.
Let's say you have a steak and this or whatever. So maybe you should have to bench on a coast for anything. It means you have no excuse. You're saying don't eat.
Right, I'm saying the assumption would be that benching ala kais is only when you're benching. You're suggesting that you can use a kais when you're not benching?
No. Aren't there other sheetahs that say you have to bench? If you have a meal, you can pay a suit on something, there's no bread, but you have a big meal, you may still have to bench?
Unless it's passive of a kistin, I'm not aware. That's what I'm aware. I'm not aware of any other time, unless you have passive of a kistin. So then it's just like bread. So then it's the same thing. The yeshayim, another sheet of mechaber, she'ena tuna kais el b'shloisha. Okay, we saw that also. We saw that also. That's the Rif in the Rambam. I don't understand. Why is the Mechaber so vague? This should have been a no-brainer. The Mechaber should have wrote, Eina tzvicha kais, like the Rif in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is very unclear. To the point that I'm not even sure how to pass on this Mechaber. There's three Yeshayimims. Right, so there's rules in the Mechaber, where the Mechaber writes Yeshemim and Stam and Yeshemim. What do we have over here? We have three Yeshemims? Three Yeshemims. I'm not sure what the rules are when you have three Yeshemims, but that's what the Mechaber writes. Three Yeshemims, basically a recap of all the three Shittas Rishonim we saw. Says the Ramah, Umikom Okei Mitzvah Namuvcha Levarach HaKais. It's still best to make you to use a Kais. So it sounds like to me that the Ramah is concluding that you should use a Kais all the time, even by yourself. But again, why don't we see that? Why is that not the common custom? Why we're so firm for everything else? Why is this not a mitzvah and a muvcha of the Ramah is widely not accepted? Why not? So let's go back a step. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and this is something we probably should have started off the share with, why taka do you make a kosher bracha over benching? What's exactly the connection? What does benching have to do with a cup of wine? So Mishnah Berurah says the name is the Levush. Shebereiv ha-bracha shetiknu chazal tiknu mesader ala kais. Many of the brachas that we have are done ala kais. Obviously, Shemen Esrei is not. But many of the brachas. Nei, shekein derechu derech kovoid v'shvach noye la kodesh baruchu lesader shvachoy u'brichasoy yisbarach ala kais. It's a praise to Hashem to connect his brachas over a cup. K'mo shekasav kais yishuas esa u'b'shem Hashem ekru. There's a connection between a cup and brachas. They go together. Again, not all the time, but many of the brachas go together. So the question is, before we even see the Ramah, how does the Mechaber paskin? What should a Svari do? Svari, a person opens up Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says three shitas. First sheet is the most extreme, the middle sheet is the middle, and the last sheet is the most makel. So what should a Svari, a guy goes to work tomorrow, tomorrow's no work, okay, whatever, he's home tomorrow, he's by himself, and he's eating breakfast, and he has bagels, he's enjoying his day off. Should he get a kaisav, go to the fridge, take out a cup, and after he finishes benching, you should make a bayar piragaha? It's not clear. So the Kaf HaChaim writes in number 21, he thinks, he named Meshehaniach Moron, Shilitus, Shlishas Ba'achreino. He says, why did the Mechaber put these Rishonim in the order that he did? He did it with a Cheshbon. The Mechaber knew what he was doing. So he thought that the last Shita is the Iker. The first, you mentioned the first, then you mentioned the second, the third is the Iker. So therefore, Zakhtar Kaf HaChaim, Shigen Daiti Elifsek Le'ino Dino, Kamesh Kasav Le'el Samin Yud Gimel. He thinks that's one of the rules. V'oim Mishum Dizeh, he's Shitas Harif HaRambam. He says, I'll prove it to you. It makes the most sense that the Mechaber is going with the last Shita, because who's the last Shita? The last Shita is you don't need to have a Kais. Who's that? That's the Rif and the Rambam. That's who the Mechaber should follow. So therefore, thinks the Kaf HaChaim that probably the Shita of the Mechaber is the last Shita. So if that's the case, for Sephardish Jews, they should feel very comfortable saying they don't have to bench ala Kais all the time, ever. Even 10, 20, 100 at Shalosh Shudis, it shouldn't matter. Then he quotes the Zohar, which we'll talk a little bit more about. It's Omnam Das Zohar Kodesh Vari, the Dafka Begimel to Unakais V'loi Biyachid. The Arizal was a very big believer that three need and not one. Even though it sounded like from the Rishonim there's a mitzvah and a mufch even with one, no. The Arizal held no. One never benches Alakais. V'nos Latam B'Soid, he quotes based on Soid, that does Zokt in Zohar. We mentioned that the Ramah says mitzvah and a mufch levarach Alakais. When? When's the mitzvah and a mufch? Only by three, or even by one? Is there a more meaning to argue on the Zohar? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over in number 23, what's the loimer? The after day is zush ain't tonu kois klal. Mr. Brewer has explained, what did the Ramah mean by that line that it's a mitzvah mena mufcha? What's a mitzvah mena mufcha? Says the Mr. Brewer, the mitzvah mena mufcha is even those shitas that hold you don't need a kois, like the Rif and the Rambam, it's still a mitzvah mena mufcha to use a kois. Avakul yam amoydim the mitzvah mena mufcha levarach al kois im yesh lo yaim bebeis. Everyone agrees. Now this is a big cash on all of us. Most of us that eat at home have wine at home sitting in our fridge. So at work maybe we have a heter. Because we don't have it in the fridge. We don't have wine in the car. To start buying it and keeping it in the car, okay, that we're not going to do. But when we're home on a Sunday afternoon and we eat bagels, what are you going to tell me? I don't have wine in the fridge? Are you going to tell me wine's so expensive? Kedem bottles of wine are less than, some places, $3 or $4. $4 or $5 tops. It's not really much. We're not talking about the times of the Chafetz Chaim where wine was very expensive. This is a joke. It's $4. We spend a lot. We spend more than that on a cup of coffee from sometimes throughout the day. So that's not an excuse. So why don't we bench ala kais on a Sunday afternoon? It's not clear. Says Mr. Beru, Vini ha-mechaber le'echriya ben ades. The mechaber never picked sides. Now, that's hard to believe. The mechaber didn't pick sides. What is Sfaradim supposed to do? We said, the Kaf HaChaim said, no, he did pick sides. He really picked the third side. But the Mr. Beru says not like that. V'das mashalu bach la'achmer debech ha-zamozin tzarech kais medina. The Bach holds, me'ikar adin, you need a bench ala kais. Uminaga oilam, says Mr. Beru, what does the world do? We don't go looking for a cup. Unless we have it. Says Mishmur, if you're home and you have wine, jump at it. Definitely take out the wine. That's only if it's three people. But one individual does not have to use wine. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is ruling halacha l'maisa. Three people on a Tuesday afternoon, bring out the wine, if you have it. Again, if you're going out in the pizza store, and you're benching, so you're not going to start asking the guy in the pizza store for wine. They don't have. But if you're in your house, and you have wine in your fridge, which most of us do, it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah that the more correct thing would be is to go to the fridge and bring a kais and drink. Which again, none of us do. And I've never heard anyone who does it. And we'll see the truth of Rav Moshe. He also never heard anyone who does it. So we're missing something over here. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be very clear. Huh?
How come in the last Mishnah Berurah, Sharov Brachas Tikkun Chazal, it's not true?
Which ones aren't?
They were targeting most of the Brachas that we have. And very few of them are
all. No, he means when you have certain types of Brachas. Right? Shemon Esrei is not a la kais. That might make it a little bit more interesting. Keep people quiet during Chazar Shashatz, maybe, I don't know. No, I think he means certain types of brachas. Not all brachas are created equally. Some brachas are more shevach. You know, brichas mitzvahs are clearly not. Brichas shevach, I guess he means when they're lumped together. There's a bunch of them, as opposed to just being one quick bracha. You know, a guy makes a bracha, you know, brichas shevach on the rainbow, he's not going to bring out the mikol chaim on it. I guess, that's what you're going to have to say. So if you look over here, number 24 in the Beis Yosef, he quotes a medrash in Rus. The Medrash says in Rus, Birchas HaMazon B'Shloisha Tzarech Kais. Birchas HaMazon, when you have three, needs a Kais. B'Shloisha ain't Tzarech Kais. This is what everyone has in their head, right? I think most people think that the rule of thumb is when you have three and it's Shabbos. It's got to be Shabbos also. Right? Did anyone see anything yet about Shabbos?
No,
I didn't see anything about Shabbos. And the more we look, we're probably not going to find too much about it. I have a tshuva from Ephraim Greenblatt where he tries to be Miyash of it. But it's not in the Rishonim, in the early Paiskim, any mention about Shabbos V'Yom Tov being any different than Tuesday and Wednesday. But that somehow became the minute.
So you go out in the middle of the week to a restaurant where they have wine.
Chayru? Again, they might charge you for it. That might maybe not be to spend the money on it. Uh-huh. Maybe you don't have to spend to buy a bottle of wine. But again, if you're sitting at home and you're having people over, or you're eating with your family, and the wine is just in the fridge, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would sound like you should go to the fridge and take the wine. Says the Beis Yosef 3, the magic number 3. Then he writes an interesting thing. For Isi Mehamed Akhtikim Kishainim Shloisha, when you don't have three people, Choshim Devera Poiskim Dafilu Biyachet Tuna Kais. They hold, you need a kais even by one. But they do something funny. So they have this middle shita. We had this two extremes. We mentioned that Zayar holds, you're not allowed to bench al kais with one. And then there's Rishonim that hold you have to bench al kais with one. So it says the Beis Yosef that they make a pshara. What do? They have the cup there, but they don't hold it. They have it on the table, steer it, they don't hold it. Says the Beis Yosef, they have it, they don't hold it.
They drink
it afterwards, they just don't hold it. Somehow, some way, that fixes that sheet.
What is it?
Frek the Bach, number 25, he says, I don't know what everyone's talking about. He says, the sheet of the Bach, as Mishnah Berurah quoted, is a guy by himself makes benching ala kois, the yitzvah is a kois biyodem, he should hold it. First of all, the Beis Yosef didn't paskin like that sheet that holds you're not allowed to have benching by one. So why in Beis Yosef does he quote it? Even though the Ramah writes it, because of a nochan min egzer. How can I go based on a zoyar, given the das roiv poiskim bechsamos and doing the kosher yan, afilu liyachid? He says, roiv apoiskim. The Bach held most Rishonim, or Paiskim held, that you need a bench ala kais even by one. The kachu maskanas atam, upshita the tarchlit ves a kais biyodoi, imkein ein lonu linoi min agenu al derech hakabol koshu negin maskanas atam. Says the Bach, a great rule. We don't follow a zoyar when it's against the Mefurash Gemara. So therefore it rules the Bach that when you're by yourself, A, you have to bench with a kais, and B, you hold the kais, not like the Ramah.
So you're saying the Beis Yosef saying not lifting your cup is just to be Yosef Shita's as Zohar?
That's right. And he doesn't understand, why should you do that? He says, on top of that, the Shulchan Aruch never quoted the sheet of Zayah that you're not allowed to bench B'yachidus. So let's see this Ramah. The Ramah writes it, number 26. V'yesh medaktik kim kishim b'varchim b'yachar aliyayin. B'yachar aliyayin, I'm sorry. There are those that are medaktik when they bench by themselves aliyayin. Shloy lechaz akois b'yodam. They don't hold on to the cup. Rak me'nichin oisei al ha'shulchan lefneim. They leave it on the table. V'nochim min egzeh al derech ha'kabbalah. The Ramah does like this. Unlike the Bach, the Ramah thinks this is the more correct version, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier. So halacha l'maaseh, if you want to be machmir and bench b'yichidus, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should not hold on to the cup. Okay, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah rules. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 27, on the third page, what's v'nochem min egzeh? Rotzaloymar, what's nice? Mashein oichzim oiseh b'yedayim akanal. Mishnah Berurah thinks the right thing is not to hold the kais. Says, we'll see in a second, the Sharatzim points out, who's he coming lafuke? He's coming lafuke the Bach. Paskes the Mishnah Berurah. Definitely true. Today the minig is definitely that we don't bench ala kois by one. It's not clear why. I would venture to believe the reason why it is because a lot of people were doing this middle ground. They were following the shita of the Beis Yosef, and then at some time people just said, oh, if you're not really holding the kois, it's not real. If it's not real, I just skip the whole thing. And I think as time went on, it just became people weren't benching ala kois by one. But it doesn't seem for any really good reason why not to. Mitzvah and Amufcha should dictate you should. If you have the wine, you should. Then you have machloikis between the Bach and others. Should you hold the cup or not to hold the cup? But to completely not do it doesn't seem to have any good reason for it. Sharatin writes in number 28, he writes, the Ikarak Podo Shekos Vashon Bezoyar She'im Avarach and Alkeis B'yochid Mashma Shehu Davka Le'echos Oise B'yad K'derech HaMavarachim. What the Zoyar didn't like wasn't not to do it, it was not to hold it. Then he writes, it's nice not to hold it. So it sounds like from the Shtabru that doing it and not holding it are really two independent shaylos. For some reason, I believe it probably somehow became the minog that we just skipped the whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah is right. I have never seen, I've never heard until I started researching this topic, I have never heard of anyone that ever benched b'chidus on a kois. But I found people. If you look over in number 28, the Chassam Sofer, he was a pretty chashav yid. In the Sefer, Minhogi Chassam Sefer, they write, Noag levorech berchas amazon ala kois gam b'chidus. Now, to the regular person, this seems to be a shock. Based on the sugya, this shouldn't shock anyone. It seems to be an offer of Miramah. It says, mitzvah min amufcha. The Chassam Sefer went out to do mitzvah min amufcha. This shouldn't really shock anyone too much. But it's only shocking to us because we're living after the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah already wrote that no one does it, so to us it's strange. But if you were to learn the sugya the way it presents itself, it shouldn't really be so shocking. In number 29, this is a footnote in the Sefer Minhagi Chassam Sefer, he writes, "Ubizikarim Menachem Shom Shehevi B'Shem Zachor Lavrom Kosev De B'Shabbes Afidu B'Yochid Yivarech Alakos." Then on Shabbos, even by yourself, you should bench alakos. Let's say you're eating by yourself, whatever the case may be, then you bench alakos. Why? Because it came B'Sidei Hayavitz. That's what Yaakov Emden writes. Kidei Lahas Lemeya Brachas. You need all the extra brachas you can get. So one extra agaf, and you get another B'Mash in the minion. And on Shabbos, there's an Indian to bench even b'yachidus. Not that what everyone does is by Shabbos, they bench with three. Says no, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, no, on Shabbos, you even bench b'yachidus. The person eats shalshus by himself. He should bench alakos to fulfill these achrayim. And one more person that I found was Minhagi Spinka, the first Spinka Rebbe. The first Spinka Rebbe was Moshe Yosef Moshe Weiss. He lived much later than the Chassam Sofer. He was born when the Chassam Sofer was already about dying. He was in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So he writes in his Sefer, Beirach Birchas Amazim B'chol Yoyim Al Kois Yain. Every single day, he would bench Al Kois. Then Beirach B'chidis, Havim Meniach HaKois Lefon Av Al HaShulchan. He would follow not the Bach, he would instead follow the Zoya. Okay, so we have at least someone who benched Al HaKois, even B'chidis. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, number 31, Dover Baruhu, says Aruch HaShulchan, it's Pasha to me. Shafilu Laman Desvila De'ena Tuna Kois, even if you hold, you don't need a Kois, Mikom Okam Hidr Mitzvah Hulavarach Al Kois, it's still preferred. Ubishas Mashma Shem Kulahim Varach Al Kois. In the times of the Gemara, everyone used to bench Al Kois. Why? Neshe Yain, he etzlem bezol. It was cheap. Wine was easy to get. Ulechem Bahmedina Shiyain Matsu bezol. Communities where wine is cheap. Vadai Ro Lucholyori Hashem Lavarach Al Kois. That's us. That's us today in America. Yain is very bozel. It's not more than $5 a bottle of wine, and that can last you for weeks. So therefore, Zogt Aruch HaShulchan, every God-fearing Jew should make his business to bench Al HaKois. Ubefrat, Kishay Zimun. What is Aruch HaShulchan telling us? He's really just reading the Ramah. The Ramah says, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar means even by one. And on top of that, when you have Zimun, you even have Rishayim who say you should do it. He says, Ubedina Seinu, but where I live in the Vardik, Yefshir, it's not possible. Nesha ain't lanu yayin. There was a big shortage of yayin in Europe. That's why the Chafetz Chaim didn't want to show anyone his becher. His becher was teeny. Because wine was so hard to come across. They were very makel with the shurim. Faf gam shechar. He says, "V'gam ayayin shan also mitzmukim, what we make from raisins, biyuk, it's very expensive. V'av gam sheikh biyuk, even beer was expensive. V'ein yadu maseges likach l'chol su d'koish ha-bracha." We can't do it. Acha ashirim, says Rosh Hashanah, those wealthy Jews who lived in Europe, she'shoisim sheikh b'chol su, they had beer at the meal, v'adai delhem no'el v'arach ha-lakois, v'ashemei yizbarach min ha-shemayim. Those guys that are having beer, if you're having wine at your meal, so obviously you have access to the wine, but when it comes to benching, you say, "I'm sorry, I can't bench al kois, I don't have it." That's not right. Sorry?
How much of the
kois
do you have to drink?
You have to drink probably revis. You have to drink revis. But we're going to get to that. That's the reason why people don't do it. Because for many people, to have a cup of wine in the middle of the day throws up your whole day. And not everyone's interested in drinking wine. Ramosha writes it in the tshuva. Ramosha writes it, or Ephraim Grima writes in the tshuva. Ephraim Grima. That's why we don't do it today. Because today, it's not so practical to... I think you have to probably drink revis, right?
Why?
Because after you always need for a kais to make a considered a chashuba, you'd have to have either that, maybe roiv revis. I'm not sure exactly.
The only reason is to make an extra bracha.
Right, but there's still, again, if you hold that it's still a kais bracha or should be treated like a kais bracha, I would assume you'd have to, I think you'd have to drink that much. So the question is, oh, but look at the end, he writes, Omnom, the midina seinu loy nogu bekois klal. No one in Europe benched ala kais. Kiayim b'chein sharmashkin b'yukretzon was very expensive. V'chosh tiyasein humayim, all they drink in Europe was water. Kiyadua, who kithi hanira tafseinu l'ikr kadasa sferesh ein tzarech kois. Could we really paskin like the riff in the Rambam? U'mikol mokim yesh bedaktikim b'shabbos v'yomtif. First time we ever saw anything talk about Shabbos v'yomtif. Says Rosh Hashanah, there are people that are medaktik on Shabbos v'yomtif, kiyash ezimen, levarach ala koisim efshe lahasik. Why is Shabbos v'yomtif very different? Because that's when they used to have wine out. Very simple. That's when the wine was out. Again, on a regular Tuesday, you don't have wine out. You don't normally have wine in your meals. Again, if you're eating at home, so it's in the fridge, you should have to go to the fridge and bring it. But Zohar Chashuk and Shabbos Yom Tov, it's out. You should ready. Again, it sounds like when you have Zimun and Shabbos Yom Tov, then combination factor, you should bench Alakos. However, if you look in 32, this is from the Orchas Rabbeinu, this is the Minhagi HaStipler, he writes, Hein Eitzel Morna Chazunish, Hein Eitzel Moivir Rebbe, which is the Stipler. This fellow writes, his name is Rabbi Horowitz. He says, I saw both by the Chazunish and by the Stipler, Loi Berchu Alakos Af B'Shabbos, Af Kishabochu B'Mizumim. They didn't bench on Shabbos and not with a Zimun. Nothing, never benched Alakos. Not the Stipler, not the Chazinish. Why? Because they were old school Europeans. In Europe, no one did, like the Aruch HaShulchan told us. No one did because they didn't have access to the wine. Now the argument is, what about today? Today, Baruch Hashem, we have. So just to wrap up, we're running short on time. If you look at Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. We basically, if we were to stop before we see this Rav Moshe tshuva, we should be troubled by the fact that we don't. And we probably should. On a regular Tuesday, when we're by ourselves, and we have access, again, if we're in the office, we don't have access, we're excused. But if we have access to the bottle of wine, the kedem wine, we should get up. Again, even today, you have chamar medina, you have grape juice. Assuming you hold grape juice as chamar medina, it's really very few excuses. Get the grape juice and do it. Says Rav Moshe Yishuv. This truth was written in 1980. So make sure we don't make any mistakes as one written when Rav Moshe was still in Europe or in the early 1980. I think at that point, kedem was pretty established. I don't think wine was that expensive. Writes Rav Moshe the following truth, number 34. He says, no question. Says Rav Moshe, there's definitely a mile to bench ala kois the three. Says Rav Moshe, let's be clear and honest. There's no chiv even when there's 10 people. You hear people saying, oh, there's 10, you have to bench with it. It's not true. There is no, we didn't even see that in Rishonim. We saw nowhere in Rishonim that 10 changed anything. All we saw in Rishonim was 1 or 3. That's it. 10 didn't exist. Everyone has in their head, when there's 10, you have to bench with ala kois. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe we'll figure it out one of these days. Says Rav Moshe, but what's the pshat? But l'didon de kama meis b'shonim lo yinog levarach ala kois. For so many years, they never benched ala kois. Av she'ulai hoye machmas shel hayayin motzui. It's probably because they didn't have it. The yayin shel anovim b'roiv amekayim shel roiv yishuv Yisrael lo hoye klal rak yayin shel tzmukim. They didn't really have grape wine. They had raisin wine. The gamkein b'yukur godos. Also very expensive. Shelachin tzamcha ala rif ha'rambam. Says Rav Moshe, that's why for so many years Klai Yisrael was semich on those Rishonim. Why? Because they had no choice. Tisavi devech zamozin in a tuna kois. Ubefrat shagam hasmag shu mibali atoisvus of a gam kein devech zamozin in a kois. Mikomakum. So now Rav Moshe is saying, very nice, that justifies history. What about today? So Rav Moshe, mikomakum afim neima kein. Nami kivan shal kuponim meos pishonim nogu kein. Nechshev gam kein kinifzak etzlonu shabech zamozin in a tuna kois. So Rav Moshe, that became the halacha. Therefore, we don't have to use a kais by benching. Shalachain. After Shabbat, after Ishenechav, Iker Yeshivas at Yehudim, Uba Habim Hanam Kaimish Motsayai. Now, we no longer live in Europe, we live in America and other countries, and wine is very accessible. Loin Ishtanim in Hogim Shenogul Halacha Lifsay Karifa Ram Masmag. We don't go back. Meaning, if we would have been starting from scratch, then maybe Anachrami, we wouldn't have went like the Riff and the Rambam. But now, post-factor, that Klal Yisrael for so many years lived in Europe and followed the Riff and the Rambam, even in America, Zakir Maisha, we don't switch over. He says, V'rak l'mala ba'alma v'ad ikka, a'fada there's a ma'ilo. And he says, V'yesh inshi shenoyim kein, there are people, av'a b'tamid echom lo shamati. Maisha said, I never heard great scholars do this, which is a kasha. Why not? V'ulai b'nei shalasis kidin ha'tzarech l'chitz k'mali lugmov. Mostly you have to drink a molly lugma. That's a cheekful. I have a cheekful, one side cheekful, which is about an ounce. So I have 2 ounces. V'ulai b'nei shalasis kidin ha'tzarech l'chitz k'mali lugmov. Sheyesh machloikis and tzarech l'varach achav mein zayin, l'shtez reviyiz godl, shechay l'varach mein zayin, he also l'hoiris. So I have Talmidei Chacham couldn't drink that much wine. They wouldn't be able to pass in Shabbos. All the great rabbis would be drinking wine all the time. They wouldn't be able to render any halachic rulings. They'd go out of business. So you have Moshe, when Mela moving, Shekam le'etzem alim would be in a toif. They wouldn't be able to learn with a clear head. Great scholars, they don't want to have alcohol in their system. Shalachin im echad roitz l'asnani kein hu dover toif. So you have Moshe, if you want to start being machmeh and drinking wine, it's a great thing. It's an hoga toivo, but you have to be mekabel b'lined. So you have, because if not, you're going to be stuck with it. So rules with Moshe halacha l'mais. We didn't have a chance to get to it. Maybe we'll put it on b'lined for next week. Next week we're going to talk about. So what do you need to know for a kosher bracha? Now that we figured out what is and what's not a kosher bracha, but the next week we'll talk about, so those things that are kosher bracha, what are the rules and regulations for a kosher bracha? And Belinetta will put on this tshuva from Ephraim Greenblatt, who comes up with a pshat, why some people bench with 10, and why some people only a Shabbos Yom Tov bench with a kosher.